One more kiss, dear. One more sigh. Only this, dear, is goodbye. For our love is such pain.
Hey. Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Hello. We have special guests today.
We have special guests.
We have special guests today.
You know Reiki.
Have a nice day. Is Danny home?
OMG. I'm here.
Hey, welcome back, Danny. You know what? I don't know how. When was the last time you were on this show?
It has been a little bit of time since the last time. But
it's been a while.
I always miss it, and I do keep up. And,
cool.
Every now and then, it was actually kind of funny. Well, since I don't have to worry about an alarm clock, I set my iPod on a dock and I just listen to things, and I have a lot of previous shows on it. So like every now and then I've actually woken up to voices. I'm like, what? And I realize it's one of the back episodes of the Carolyn
and
Joe show.
Joe, are you in bed here? What?
I hope he's not thinking that.
No. No. Usually I always wake up and it's usually James telling a story and then all of us laughing about it.
That's ah, awesome. James. I think we'll try to get him on later on. I haven't seen James in the longest time either,
I can't even remember.
I really don't get a chance to see you guys as much, really, to tell you the truth. It's almost like that's a good reason to have this radio show. It's always something.
And notice it's never like all of us at the same time anymore.
Yeah, I'm trying my hardest. Like, there's never been a combination of... The only time where we had all three of us, or all four of us, or at least, was during... when we were celebrating my birthday and we had Survivor Series
yeah.
during season one of the Carolyn and Joe show. And like, you know, Hazard was cooking something in the background and James is there. And it was like this alternating thing. But I was thinking if we ever make it to episode 52, I was talking about this yesterday, like we were hanging out watching the Macho Man DVD. I was like,
North!
Yeah.
While pointing down.
While pointing down. I was like, if for episode 52, if we ever make it there, like... we can only have so many connections, but somehow I want to get everyone as, you know, at least the core people. It'd be interesting to see a mixture of people, whoever I can get.
That'd be very epic.
But I want to at least try to get more than four people on this show and see what type of chaos happens.
Who knows?
It'd be nice to have, like, another female on this show, too, so we never have a female.
That's such a sausage fest on the air.
Oh, man. I don't think that's a horrible thing.
No, I'm just like, you know, I'm always for, like, you know, hey, what else can we do? What other variety do we have up here? You know,
I'm always
for
some boobies.
Yeah, I'm always for boobies. But you know what? There's no such thing as free boobies, though.
Is there?
That is the question.
There's no such thing. I love that. I love that movie, man. I wish more people saw Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
No joke. That was such a great movie.
I feel like actually watching that now.
Well, I don't have it. My friend Jake is borrowing it.
Oh. Oh, man. Oh, Jake.
Damn it, Jake.
If you're listening.
Shaky Jakey, the creator of dogshitgirls.com.
which, by the way, someone... Did you listen to that episode,
Yes,
Danny?
I did listen to that.
Somebody actually bought that URL.
Yeah, we...
Are you
I
serious?
Don't know who it is, but someone did, and I think it's from watching our
You guys
show.
Do, like, Twitter stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know someone listening probably saw it. They're like, I'm logging on, and I'm going to register. I'm gonna get that right now.
It's a pretty genius plan, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, they basically stole our whole profit.
They're
revenue.
Gonna do some cyber squatting.
I mean, it was a pretty interesting idea, but it was such a surprise, really. You know what I mean? But we do have steady subscribers every single day. Like there's new, like, awesome subscribers every day, in which I don't know if I feel pressured towards it, but now I feel like one way of like, huh, maybe I should be more outrageous, or maybe I should put my character over even more.
See, isn't that a little bit weird in the fact that, you know, we tell a lot of our old stories and whatnot. Here are people who you may or may not know, or I don't know. We don't know them, but they know our stories.
Yeah. You know what that means? Because we're famous. I believe that our stories are more unique than a lot
it's
of people's.
It's like they come and meet you one day, and then they start name-dropping people that you know they don't know for certain.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, remember when James did this, this, and this in high school? And you're like,
What? I do. You know what I mean?
Or like they like actually know you better than you think you know yourself. They're like, I remember in that episode when Danny said this, and then like it would be us just talking, so we don't like take it super seriously.
So you need to start making like fake stories too. Then just try
actually
to
the funny thing about fake stories is I once read an interview with Paris Hilton. I know, like, how some people think about her, but I actually thought this one comment...
How do they think about
her? They think she's, like, a dumb slut.
Is she?
I don't care. She's still kind of hot sometimes.
Yeah, but she looks like a
you
giraffe.
You know what?
But sometimes she does
sometimes
look pretty hot.
Sometimes her eyes looks like a little bit... One looks bigger than the other.
That's not a problem.
No.
No one's looking at her face.
Do you think she actually
even though
looks
not
hot,
really,
Joe?
There's not really a bodied look
at either.
Wait,
I didn't know you thought she looked hot.
There's nothing on this radio show that said that I think that she looks hot.
You just said it. Sometimes she looks hot. Didn't?
No, I didn't.
Joe say that?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's a problem with it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so you know, I say okay. So the good thing about Paris Hilton is her poses. She always has really good poses. I'll give her that. You
she has one face.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you mean she has one face?
Online, Danny sent me this thing that was like Paris Hilton has one face, and it was like a flash animation or
no,
something.
No, it was an animated
GIF. Sorry,
it was an animated GIF.
It was an animated GIF of just her face in like this in like
in 20 different pictures
in like
cycling really fast,
and
it doesn't look any different.
Yeah, but she's made millions off of that one face, though, right?
Exactly.
See, well, that's okay, good marketing.
You know,
right?
She made millions off not of her
face. She's not an ugly person, you know. To me, you know, I personally don't think she's like the hottest thing.
Definitely not.
But like, basically, what I'm getting at is I heard an interview with her one time, and she was talking about how like you know celebrities like people sell their stories to Star Magazine. Even her like friends rat them out, you know. So she was saying one time that she actually changes her stories around just to see which friend lies and which friend, like, tells. Like, Star Magazine will sell that story.
That's awesome. That's like some Shakespeare stuff.
Which I thought was actually pretty brilliant of her.
That's one of those things where it's like Fight Club, American Psycho. The main character goes back to his apartment where he had supposedly massacred a whole lot of people, and the realtor's like, he's like, where'd you hear about this ad? And then he's like, I read it in the paper. And she was like, the Village Voice? And he's like, yes, the Village Voice. And then she goes, we never had the Village Voice.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it was one of those instant busted moments. And then and then she's all like, I think you need to leave.
Wow.
I think that's a great movie too.
American Psycho. Hell yes. That was like, that's like my Fight Club of my mid to late 20s.
The Fight Club of your mid-20s?
The movie that I always watch or always fall back onto. All my references go back to American Psycho references. Or
I got that at Target for like $4 a couple months ago.
I know, because I remember
I haven't seen the full thing like all the way through, but I've seen different scenes.
I have it on my iPod.
But I understand your reaction there, Danny, when you sound like $4, you know,
yeah.
Because
like,
I remember
it's worth more than that.
I remember Hazard and I going to Best Buy when it first came out, and he's like, no. I'm going to wait till it goes down to 20 because at that point DVDs were a little bit expensive.
Yeah.
And so he got it like around $17.99.
Damn,
and I make
still
a
kind of pricey.
And I still make a point to like whenever I see it, we've had a process of like, "Hey, look, it's 15. Oh, look, it's 12. Oh, it's $7.50. Oh, it's $5 now, dude."
Every DVD will eventually make its way into the discount bin.
Actually,
at Walmart
I think it was
Target.
Like $3
Thanksgiving.
It was like $3.79 or something like that. Even cheaper than $4. It's basically like the cheapest you can get a DVD.
It's like, and the worst part is, after it hits that low, it disappears and then reappears on Amazon as pre-owned copies for like $44.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The first DVD I ever bought, I remember, was High Fidelity with John Cusack. And I really, like, at that time, like, enjoyed the hell out of that movie and wanted to own it on DVD.
Yeah.
And I remember paying, like, hell of a lot for it. It was, like, $19.99 or something, and I was like, this is a lot for a movie, but I really want it.
Dude, one of the first DVDs I ever bought was Fight Club, and that was so hard to buy at the time. It was, like, every Christmas, they always had one or two DVDs that was, like, the movie to have, and, you know, you never really find out what it is until you're looking for it.
Was this like the special package?
Yeah,
it was
the soap one, soap box one. But like one year it was like, for some reason, The Count of Monte Cristo was... You couldn't find that anywhere you went.
The Count of Monte Cristo?
Dude, that movie ruled.
Is that... Wait, who directed that? Wasn't that Joel Schumacher?
I don't know.
Is he the one that was like, that's delicious?
Yeah, that's Joel Schumacher did that.
Oh, no. But
Count of Monte Cristo was the big...
Wait, when did he say that? Was that on like a commentary or something?
Yeah, well, he was talking about the making of Batman, like, Batman and Robin. He was like, it's so delicious in a comic book.
I was like, I'm always going to remember him for that. Yeah. But the funny thing is like I always remember him just for that. Nothing else. That one moment.
I thought he made Count of Monte Cristo. I haven't seen Count of Monte Cristo yet.
Maybe we should find out.
But it was basically, I was looking for Fight Club one year, and I could not find it for the life of me. I actually searched multiple states, because when the search began, obviously I was here.
Then this is before the internet, too, right?
Internet.
I mean, before the hardcore internet, today's internet.
This was during the dial-up era.
Yeah, everyone
was doing dial-up. No one really had high-speed internet.
When you had, like, AOL and you had to watch, like, the three squares change into something. It's great.
Ding, ding.
Is this from the 2002 one?
Yeah, it should have Jim Caviezel.
It's directed by Kevin Reynolds.
Who else did he direct?
Let's find
Click
out.
Click it.
I'm clicking.
Steel James.
But basically, the search.
He did Tristan and Izod, or whatever it's called. One with what's-his-face, James Franco.
That movie sucked.
Yeah, but he also did Waterworld, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
So he's done some pretty epic
Fandango.
Stuff.
But so what happened? So you had to search other states to find
He
Fight
got
Club?
Special thanks in Dances with Wolves.
That was filmed in Virginia, wasn't it?
Maybe it's the part where he ate the buffalo heart. But when I started, it was late in the year, and then I was like, man, I want it. And then I went on this trip to Tennessee, and then all the places we stopped, like we'd wander into Target or something, or we'd wander into a mall, and I could not find Fight Club for the life of me. Back when Suncoast were still around, couldn't find it there.
Suncoast. This is back in the day.
Yeah, we had an emergency because this party was being, or this gathering of friends was at this acquaintance's house down in Memphis, and the toilet broke.
What do you mean?
Tools were needed.
I just want to point out
that's the one thing that you must have.
Exactly. So it was about,
like, even a backup.
It was like 3 a.m. It's 3 a.m. We're like, well,
did everyone else need to use it too?
Eventually, so we're like, well. Time to go to Walmart.
We'll call that the Mario weapon.
So we went to Walmart.
Our favorite store.
Yeah, I know.
Our sponsor of the show.
I just want to point out one thing. Danny is sitting AJ Slater style.
I'm always sitting AJ Slater style when I'm on the show.
No, AC Slater.
Oh, sorry.
AC. Oh my god.
Sorry,
AJ. I need to slit my wrist.
I thought you said AJ Langer. I was like,
AC Slater.
That was my bad.
AJ Langer, the girl from My Soul Called Life. Always cool Slater.
Mama. Always cool.
Hey, mama.
So we went to Walmart at 3 a.m, and we had to get like one of those plumber snakes or something. So we got that, and then as we're leaving, I'm like, hold on a second. So I go into the DVD section. They got Fight Club. So I'm like, oh, got it. Finally got it. So
I like that. Like even in a time of need.
I need to check out this Walmart.
We can still spare 5 more minutes for me to check this out.
Well, no, see, they went to the register ahead of me. I was like, I'll catch up with you guys. So they check out, but between me and them, this lady, two shopping carts. This is like her bi-monthly ration run. Full
at
of
3
food,
o'clock in the morning?
Clothing, like Tupperware, everything you might need for your home. I was like,
devastation.
I was like, pardon me, I've got one item. May I please go in front of you? She looks at me, she's like, no!
Was she Asian?
No.
Oh.
This is Memphis, Tennessee. There are no Asian people
that
in Memphis,
is true.
Tennessee. So she looks at me and says, no. And I'm like, I cannot fathom waiting the 30 minutes that are going to pass with this lady trying to pay for all this crap, get this all this crap into her cart.
I'm assuming this is the only line.
Yes,
right?
It's 3 a.m. There's
no, at this point in our lifetime, there was no like self-checkout.
No, they had the self-checkout. This was a super Walmart, but it was late in the morning, so they always need someone to monitor what you're doing, so that's why they always have a human check you out then.
A human.
And that's why they couldn't afford to pay another human to watch over the self-checkout.
Flesh and blood.
So, yeah.
You know what I never understood about the people that watch over the self-checkout? Like, that defeats the purpose.
No, but you know what's so awesome? That they have... I bet that's, like, the toughest job there.
Yeah.
Because that thing, like, malfunctions so much. Remember Carolyn... one time the self-checkout was, like, broken, and I kept on, like, I was like, it wouldn't scan or it wouldn't do something, I hit it, and I was like, there must be something, and they said, like, please check this, and I just went in, like, I was like, fuck this, and I reached in and just pulled out cords and reset it, and then it never came back on.
You killed it.
Self-checkout seems like a brilliant idea, but it's actually the most deceitful thing in the world, because not only do you, the store, have to watch out for, like, shaky things that people are doing, there's an honor system that you're basically relying on them to do. You guys ever hear the website Post Secret?
Yes.
Basically people confess things on postcards and they mail it to this guy.
I think he lives in Maryland.
Yeah,
he
lives in Maryland. I actually know the street he lives on, but it's anonymous, so people will confess their darkest, dirtiest secrets.
And also that, what's that band that is like, I told you my dirty little secret.
All American Rejects.
Yeah, All American Rejects had the...
Was that dedicated to him?
The post-secret cards in a video for him. It was like about the post-secret. And he has a book, too, and all this other stuff.
Well, okay, so the way this is connected to the story is that there is one person at a post-secret, and it says, I have saved over $5,000 in the last 3 years by going to checking out all of my fruits and vegetables in the self-checkout lane and ringing everything up as bananas. So think about it. You know, like avocado, those things are at like a normal price are about $2 an avocado.
Yeah.
So if you go... And then if you go and say, like, no, this is instead, you know, 1.5 pounds of bananas, it'll be $1.50.
Oh, my
God. So now you have to now not only does that person have to, like, watch over you, usually they're in charge of up to, like, four to six different self-checkouts. So imagine all these people trying to sneak their produce and sneak them in all as bananas.
And usually they're like already like
that's
in a plastic
crazy.
Bag or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And if you like
I
double,
have the heart
if you
to
like
do
double
that.
Triple bag it, and let's say you're
triple
getting like squash or yellow peppers or something, from a blur you're not going to tell, you know. So it's kind of like there's a honor system that has to be there's a trust in place for the store to the consumer that a lot of people just don't follow. And
I don't even think they should have self checkout. To be honest with you, I mean like
yeah, I don't see the point of
it's,
really.
First of all, it just. I think it causes more havoc, and then also, you're actually, in a way, if you're not cheating, you're doing the store a service.
Yeah,
you know, and I swear.
So it's like, do I want to like help Walmart out?
No.
Really.
And I swear to you, like, every single time I've accompanied my mom to Walmart and she does a self checkout, she always has a problem.
It's always like, please see cashier for assistance.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Every single time.
Is it her or the machine?
It's probably the whole world. It's like it's a mix of everybody.
It's
like they scan. It's something where you. It's always the process of like putting something in the bag.
Yeah, because
but it's not in the bag.
They you don't know, like, detect that it's in the bag.
It's like please remove from bag. Please, it's always like that. Please
remove. The Murphy's Law with the self checkout is you will always be behind the person who errs.
Yes,
and requires the 30 extra seconds to have
that
them.
But you know, Target does not have self checkout.
Good, because Target's better than Walmart.
Or
actually,
does, or
I
does
think
it?
Target does have self-checkout.
A couple of them do.
But sometimes they're usually actually closed in our area. But I'm not quite certain. I think they have an express lane, but I don't think our local one has a self-checkout.
I bet you the one in Fair Lakes does. I'm pretty sure that one does.
No,
that,
it doesn't. Does it? I don't know.
Actually,
one's one of the giant.
I would be willing to bet that I think Target actually does have a self-checkout.
Now, when you guys first saw self-checkout, did that like idea blow your mind? Like, holy crap, I don't have to talk to anybody?
Like, at first I thought it was cool, but now I just think it's like actually pretty wasteful.
I think it's, yeah, I don't think it really serves much of a point.
Yeah.
Do you think we should just get rid of it altogether?
Yes.
What would that gain, though? Would it bring more jobs?
It would help the economy.
Would it help
because
the economy?
Instead of one person looking over four to six registers where people can cheat, now you have six actual humans making money, earning benefits to also eliminate the possibility of deceit.
So do you think, like, you know, that guy or girl, whoever that
postcard was. Oh, it was girly handwriting. You know it was a girl.
Whoever that postcard was, you know, they saved $5,000 on produce. That's great for them, but at the same time, it's like... Well,
you're screwing the store.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, but it's Walmart.
But
Walmart.
Yeah,
Walmart.
Said
but
it was
then
Walmart.
I'd rather have that $5,000 go to like someone's part-time job. You know.
Yeah. You can help the. You're helping the economy.
Yeah,
it's helping the economy.
But
tell me exactly what does help the economy at this point.
Give people jobs.
Give people jobs, yeah, and then people actually spend their money instead of saving it.
But then we're always taught to save our money, though, aren't we? Like.
Yeah,
save it for
I mean,
a rainy day, then buy.
Who knows? Nothing's gonna save this.
Nothing's good. The economy's fucked.
We're screwed.
You know, I heard that
2012.
I think it was like Newsweek or Time. I can't remember, but one of them is gonna have like a a cover coming out, or maybe it already did, and it says, like, the economy is, like, getting better or something like that. And then I heard that Obama, like, blasted them today. Oh. He was like, no.
Oh, no, we're going political.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't want to go political, but like, since it was economy.
I just want to bring this up because I think this is, I don't think I mentioned this in the last three shows at all, that Danny was actually the person who told me that Michael Jackson died. I was in the middle of shooting a movie, and we're in the middle of setups, and I get a text. Well, I just randomly look at it, right? Because I was like, I wonder what time it is. Oh, I got a text, and then I see it's from Danny, and I was like, why is Danny texting me? You know, because you don't really text me like you don't really text me like all day long
unless I'm coming over
unless you're coming over or there's some big. So I was getting ready to be like, dude, I'm in Richmond right now, but I look down, and you go like, MJ's dead. I was like, what? Michael Jordan's dead?
wait.
So, but then at that point, the main actress and our media assistant turned on the radio, and all of a sudden, like, I yelled that out. I was like, MJ's dead. And then someone else was like, Michael Jackson? Turned on the music, and it was like, Beat It. And then all of a sudden, they both hugged, and they're like, he is dead! Why don't they play his music now?
Aww. Oh, man.
And then we incorporated, like, in the slate. Like, I was like, all right, we're going to record early. Now announce the news that Michael Jackson's dead so we can have it, like, solid on our movie. And so he goes, like, all right, scene take four, Michael Jackson's dead. We're out of here. It was cool.
Is that when you text me, like, MJ died?
Yeah, that was, okay, a mass text to all the people who I knew would actually care that he was dead.
But you know what, though? Like, actually, I was on the computer. This is how I found out. I was on Twitter, and James Gunn, like, posted something that was, like, kind of weird about MJ dying. And this was, like, way before anyone reported it. Like, it was, like, you know, you're getting the news from LA right there with James Gunn. And then I, like, investigated it. And it was, like, fresh news. Like, fresh. Ambulance just left MJ's house. You know, like, right there. And I was like, shit, what the heck is going on? And I just spent the next, like, 4 or 5 hours monitoring the whole situation. Like, I was, like, semi-obsessed with it. Like, I could not leave the computer. I didn't even go to the bathroom. Like, I wanted to go, but then I was like, what? This is MJ. And then, like, they, like, also, I thought that was interesting, is TMZ confirmed it pretty early. But then... CNN took, like, 3 hours later.
CNN's very, very, I was like, they're a very fact-checking
I know
company,
that I know that, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, MJ's dead. And I announced it real early myself. It was, like, on my Twitter, I was like, MJ's dead. I was actually like, no.
Like, for me, like, my experience of Michael Jackson, the moment that Michael Jackson, like, was confirmed that it was all, everyone knew that he was dead, I don't know, it felt weird, but, like, the skies opened up, like, and became, like, real sunny, and we were, like, driving back to the next location, and then, you know, I proclaimed, like, oh, man, Michael Jackson at this very moment is, like, the greatest entertainer of all time at this moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's dead. He can't do anything else now, and everyone's gonna, you know, after he's died, everyone's gonna take his side now.
Yeah.
Type deal.
See, that's what
but
I
But, like,
think
then they start playing his music, and everyone's all being happy and shit.
The worst,
like,
part
the
is when you hear,
in,
like, the Alien Ant Farm remake of
I actually kind of like that.
I kind of liked it, too. No, I'm not gonna lie. I did like it.
It was exactly like how the song was. It wasn't really a cover.
It was just, yeah.
No, it was a cover,
I mean,
but it's not
it was just like
but
their
they didn't
version.
Change anything.
That's what made them famous, man. Because what?
No, they had another song before that.
But that put them over.
Yeah.
That really did.
They had a hit, but that's what
I've
made
them
famous.
I've heard of them, but it wasn't until that I began to like.
Because I remember
you know
interested
the,
because
stuff.
When
you know what's interesting about the text though, about you're saying like all of a sudden you got this text from Danny. Like, the weird thing
is... It's so random, dude. I wasn't expecting anything.
The weird thing is, though, is, like, I actually reconnected with people over the MJ death. Like, people...
But now they're gone.
People started, like, texting me or, like messaging me in some other way or even calling me by phone, and they were like, oh, my God, Carolyn, I heard MJ died. I had to call you. And, like, everyone was, like, calling me and stuff.
Dude, the reason I found out is because I was working for a Turner company. They're CNN everywhere, so it's like, hey, I can't get away from this.
Oh, yeah. You're, like, in the newsroom.
Yeah, oh,
with
close
all, like,
to
the
it.
TVs and stuff.
I remember, like, I really do remember that day because, specifically, I knew that there was going to be, like, the news and the media were going to be there, like, covering our shoot. So I wore, like, a toast shirt, like, the orange toast shirt, and all of, like,
was that on the day of MJ's death?
Yeah, that was on the day of MJ's death before that. But I was, like, specifically, I was, like, you know, one of those things where, like, man, I'm going to promote myself. They're not going to... No one's gonna. Since I'm the director of photography, they're never going to interview me, really. So I'm like, you're gonna see me in the background. And you're gonna see Toast.
I noticed that you like specifically were walking around behind the camera.
Yeah, I was like, you're gonna.
I can totally notice that.
You're pulling a Farouk in a Reebok jumpsuit.
Yeah, I was like,
I could totally like, I notice you doing.
I'm the director of photography, and like, I'm just like. You know, on the set, it looks like, oh, I'm trying to get the frame. No, I'm just trying to get my shirt on the camera. And they used it because it looked like, oh, the DP is like really scoping
it out.
Somebody's
walking around.
Yeah.
Somebody's he's working. Doing their job. They, look at that look, guy. He's look at really that guy. Busy.
I'm like, he doesn't know I already set the shot up and I'm not doing anything.
He's really studious.
that was interesting.
But yeah, like, I'm kind of like, you know, semi over the Michael Jackson death now. But like, I have to say, I probably spent a good day, a good 24 hours of my life after he died, researching about the death and, like, all the stuff going on around the death.
A lot of time.
I mean, I did devote a lot of time, like,
just... You still devote the lot of time to it.
Really?
Yeah. No, like, but any moment, just, like, you're like, I don't even, like, there are some random times in the day where we would be talking or in the car and be like, man, I don't even know where he's buried. I was like, why do you need to know where he's buried?
Staples Center. I do want to know.
I don't even know if he's still alive.
Like
it's like Elvis.
No, but it's like I heard some bad things about like his needle marks. Like he basically like he was really bad looking. Like I saw pictures of his feet. And it was really bad.
His penis like, and his vagina.
And actually, can we actually play that clip? Can we play that? I found that on YouTube.
Oh, man, did you guys ever see the movie The Rules of Attraction?
Yes, I saw that.
Remember the part with Fred Savage?
Dude, that movie's actually pretty messed up.
He put the heroin in his toes, and he's all like, my penis.
What is that?
I can feel my penis. I can feel my penis.
It's an insurance girl. I have a crush on the insurance
girl. Erin Insurance is hot.
It's a Bollywood casting call. I love Erin Insurance.
Do you know they have a Bollywood contest section at Best Buy now? Co-star with me, Erin
Insurance, in an animated Bollywood. Look how cute she is. Swing by insurance.com. I have a crush on her. Girl crush. For your
transformation. Who do you think that the insurance girl looks like in real life? Do you think they modeled it after somebody? Do you know how the person who does the voice looks like?
Yeah.
How does she look like?
She's like this, I don't know, mid-30s blonde.
What, you know her?
No, just, Mo Melody or something is her name. You can find, there's a picture of her floating around on the internet.
Like,
wait,
you make it sound like it's all scandalous. Like, we found
no,
out
it's
who
not.
The voice.
It's nothing scandalous. No, I need to. Hell, you could look up, just Google voice of Erin Insurance.
That's what I did, because I actually, because I was a real fan of the voice of the person who did the voice of the second Batgirl in the animated series. And I found out that she does like all this other stuff. Like she did like Powerpuff and Teen Titans.
You know the funny thing is I used to think Esurance was I just thought that this was a company that got a hold of the rights to certain animation and then they essentially built their campaign around that.
Yeah.
But it seems like they really did build a campaign for it. Instead of like, oh, we've got this cool animation.
Let's just...
Oh no, they took it off.
What?
Why?
MJ speech about the photos in 2003.
Just Google,
I thought you
Google.
Were looking up the chick who did the voice of.
No,
the...
I wanted to play the video where he's like, they took pictures of my lower left torso.
We'll talk. We'll talk amongst each other.
Thing is, because of his death, all that whole pedophile scandal is completely absolved. Do you guys remember the interview his like grandmother or Michael Jackson's grandmother did or? She was like, Michael, he's not a pedophile. And she couldn't pronounce it right. So everyone was making fun of her because she couldn't say pedophile. Then she kept calling it pedophile.
Wait, that's so weird
really
that they took
just,
it down.
He really is just a victim of sensationalism at the end of the day.
But actually, if you saw, I rewatched that video. And actually, I really kind of felt like strange for him because he was like, they invaded me. And they took pictures.
They invaded me.
as if it was like aliens or
that's
something.
That's what I'm going to. If I'm going to. Next time I get in a fight, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to invade you, motherfucker. I'm going to invade you.
I will end you.
No, but. You ever watch
Pineapple
Express?
I will equalize you.
Have you seen Pineapple Express?
No, I never did.
Oh, man. There's a moment I like in the scene where in one of the scenes where like the, you know, like two friends are finally getting back together, and one of the dudes goes like, "I love you, man. I want to be inside you, bro." So like, dude.
What would that be if it was like a speech? I'm trying to find the video again, but it's taken off.
Hell if I know.
I don't know. You can find it on the internet, probably.
Internet's got everything.
Let me look.
That's pretty cool. Like, yeah, like, I really like... Like, I think her name was Tara something, who was the second
Tara
voice.
Tara Strong.
Tara Strong did the voice of the back, the second Batgirl. She has a really cool voice, man. And it's always interesting when you hear, like, people do interviews with them. Because you're listening and you're like, wow, it's like, she's real. It's like, yeah, a real person that's doing the voice. That'd be cool to see if someone interviewed, like, the insurance girl. And she's like, you know, it's exactly like the insurance girl. We should try to do that on this show. And try to call somebody and just see, like, get, I mean, not anybody, but, like, you know, one of the people that do, like, the voices. Do you think that pays a lot?
Voice acting?
Yeah.
It doesn't. I don't know. I know of a lot of, like, anime voice actors and stuff. They made peanuts.
Because Brittany Murphy does that, like, you know.
Yeah, she does. She's Luann.
Yeah. And, like, you know, apparently she's doing all right.
I'm like...
Like, yeah. And you'd never think that either, that Brittany Murphy does that.
No, the best is still Mila Kunis, the voice of Meg Griffin, because I'm like...
She was the second voice on that, too, because the first one, there was one that was different. It's two distinctively different voices, man.
I don't remember the first Meg Griffin. All I know is Mila Kunis was the second one, and that's the ultimate irony. I think that's what she plays into, is it's like she'll never have to take the role of the ugly girl because she's got Meg Griffin.
Exactly.
Meg Griffin is her ugly girl.
And I think Mila Kunis is on the way up, too, man.
Yeah, she totally is.
I think that's definitely like...
Like, forgetting Sarah Marshall really helped her.
Yeah, that put even her in super... Like,
more than Kristen Bell.
You have to say Sarah Marshall.
I almost called her Sarah Marshall.
I mean, I think Kristen Bell already has, like...
Do you know the thing is, I don't think she's making the right choice of movies, because I saw Fanboys, I was like, yeah.
I haven't seen Fanboys yet. I see it for $14 at Target.
I downloaded it. That's how little faith I had in Fanboys.
I heard that, like, you know, because you know, like, the big, like, battle with the Weinsteins about getting that out and recutting it and stuff like that.
That movie was... That movie took almost 4 years just to get out.
But, you know, because the cut that you saw was the original cut that they wanted. And then the one that they... So you saw did you see the version of the movie where the reason why they went out there is to give it, like, to their cancer friend or whatever it was?
Yeah, the dying friend.
Now, the Harvey Weinstein one, do you know the story about that?
They wanted to steal it and destroy it or something. Or they saw it and that was, like, their retaliation. I know there was a different...
Well, basically, they took out the cancer angle, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I guess, like, in your opinion, do you think... Was it even worth it at this point? Because I wanted to see that while I was in New York. It was, like, in the theater for, like, two weeks. Something like that.
I don't know. I don't think
Should
I would pay for it.
Should I buy it?
Hell no.
It's not even worth that.
Wait for it to be $5 in a bin the day after Thanksgiving, between the hours of 6 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Maybe I'll find it for like 4 for 20 over a Blockbuster or something like that.
Or no. I bet you anything, Amazon, like during Black... Oh, man, Amazon. I cleaned up on DVDs on Amazon on Black Friday. They do Black Friday sales on Amazon.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm going to destroy them.
I found something.
I'm going to annihilate them.
I will equalize
them. I don't know
them.
If this is really it, but I found something.
It's an HD.
What?
This is like my favorite, one of my
Speech
favorite.
Speech about the trial.
Right, don't see Bruno.
This is it.
And did I remain out of the country undergoing treatment?
Lower the volume a little bit.
Okay. On
pain medication. This medication was initially prescribed to see the excruciating pain that I was suffering after recent reconstructive surgery on my scalp.
This is in
there
tribute
have been
to
many
you.
Disgusting statements.
No, actually, I kind of feel bad about it.
Allegations of it kind of reminds me of a terrorist video.
Yeah, it's basically like just a setup video.
Without the terrorists with machetes standing behind them.
From the very beginning, I am hoping for a speedy end to this horrifying experience to which
he looks like
I
a clown.
Subjected.
Or an alien.
I shall not in the statement
scary.
Respond to all of the false allegations being made against me. Since my lawyers have
advised me Michael.
That this is not the proper forum in which to do that, I will say that I am particularly upset by the handling of this mass.
It does have a lot of eyeliner on.
By the incredible, terrible mass media.
There's weird jumps.
At every opportunity, the media has dissected and manipulated these allegations to reach their own conclusions. I ask all of you to wait and hear the truth before you label or condemn me. Don't treat me like a criminal, because I am innocent. I have been forced to submit to a dehumanizing and humiliating examination by the Santa Barbara County Sheriff Department and the Los Angeles Police Department.
It's not right for them to research him.
They served a search warrant on me which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted. They were supposedly looking for any discoloration, body blotches, or other evidence of a skin color.
But I heard that they've looked at him multiple times. It's like, is it really necessary?
The warrant also directed me to cooperate in any examination of my body by their physician to determine the condition of my skin, including whether I have vitiligo or any other skin disorder. The warrant further stated that I had no right to refuse the examination or photographs. And if I failed to cooperate with them, they would introduce that refusal at any trial as an indication of my guilt. It was the most humiliating ordeal of my life, one that no person should ever have to suffer. And even after experiencing the indignity of this search, the parties involved were still not satisfied and wanted to take even more pictures. It was a nightmare. A horrifying nightmare. But if this is what I have to endure to prove my innocence, my complete innocence, so be it. Throughout my life, I have only tried to help thousands upon thousands of children to live happy lives. It brings tears to my eyes when I see any child who suffers. I am not guilty of these allegations.
I'm just looking at Danny.
But if I am guilty of anything,
we're all mesmerized.
I'm watching the red bar to see how long this thing actually is.
To help children,
see, guys, we'll cut it off.
Loving children of all ages and races.
So tell me this, man. Does Michael Jackson just have like the baddest like Jerry curl ever? Is that how his hair like really is?
Just he's like, 'cause I'm bad, you know.
I just wanted to hear this like cut into Smooth Criminal after he said criminal.
It should go to the Eminem one. I'm a criminal.
Smooth Criminal. Actually, he's mad at Eminem for doing that joke of him with his hair on fire.
It's all right. Fall in line.
After seeing that Michael Jackson interview though, like I kind of felt bad that like why would the authorities have to come back and take multiple pictures of him naked? It's kind of like really disturbing. I don't know. I just think that like it's like anyone that's subjected to that, you know.
Yeah,
I think in my personal conclusion is, you know, that Spider-Man quote that everyone is like everybody loves to see a hero, but they'd love to see a hero fall. Michael
the
Jackson.
J.J. Jonah one?
Yeah.
Like the thing.
I think Jackson is the one they tried to make fall, but never really did. They convicted him and convicted him and convicted him and tried to humiliate him and whatnot, but he never really fell. He always had a large contingency of support, and even to his death.
But even the thing is, though.
What, did you buy his last album?
No.
Have you heard the whole thing?
No.
Oh. Because I heard that wasn't as good.
But you like that song on there.
I like that one song. I didn't realize it was 9 minutes long. all of his videos are like 10 to 9 minutes long.
The thing is about this whole thing, though, is like, yeah, he probably did sleep with boys, but I'm still like not 100% positive that he did anything like sexual with them. He probably slept with them in the same bed. I mean, he's acknowledged that.
He just really loves little boys.
Yeah.
He's a grown man.
No, but like I do think it's like inappropriate. Like if I had a son, I wouldn't obviously like let him have sleepover at Michael Jackson's, but like,
can you take the image off though? I don't. Sort of
yeah, that is kind of scary. Scary, especially from this current angle.
Yeah, man,
it's just this apparition.
Looks like a skull.
But you know what? Like, I mean, part of me really does believe him, and you know, I think he just wanted to like help kids out, and like, you know, I think he was like lost in his childhood, and maybe he like.
Look, that's my madman version of me.
Oh,
you want to see this?
So that's how you would have designed yourself.
Very nice. Very nice.
You have to say that that's pretty close, though, right? If I were to envision me?
Yeah.
Because if I could, I'd actually like to have my hair able to be slicked back like that. Yet I grow it long for like 6 months and then cut it.
You gave yourself a lighter.
I mean, they had like horrible choices, like in this madman. You can make your own madman thing.
You have
thing.
To be holding a drink,
MadmanYourself.com.
With scotch.
No, but that was the choices. Actually, I wanted to take that out, but after you clicked it on, you can't.
You can take it off.
Lame.
You have to click it twice.
Oh, click it twice. I'm toasting the other guy with a lighter.
That's Don Draper.
You're trying to create a flaming Mo.
Danny, do you watch Mad Men?
I've watched a couple episodes of it, and I do like it.
Did you watch it from the beginning?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah, check it out, man. It's pretty.
You know, the funny thing is, I remember seeing. What was
Does that look like me, though? Like, if I were able to be rich and have, like, that all black.
What channel did that debut on? I remember when it first.
AMC.
Yeah, I remember when it first was doing, like they were doing the. Essential, like early trailers or not trailers. What's the word? Pilots. I remember when they were doing the pilot episodes. I was like, man, that with a housewife that decided to go back into modeling. I was like, damn, that girl's hot.
Actually, you did a better job on it than I did, Joe. I like yours better.
I mean, it sort of makes sense since that's me.
This is how I made Joe and I.
But see, you got the
from this angle where the screen is, it looks like he's wearing a turban.
But see, here's the difference, though.
No, because I chose the one with the longest hair.
With my Mad Men one, but come on, you know I like to slick my hair back.
I know I was going back and forth between.
But see, the difference is the main difference here in my Mad Men yourself and your Mad Men is like the eyes, is like the glasses choice. Because you gave me like the cartoon eyes. But the reason why I chose this one because it sort of has sideburns on it too. I sort of like that choice.
That's true. I like the sideburns.
But also the reason why I like this is also because the cut like on the suit is sharper angles.
Oh man, now I feel like I did a bad version of
it. It's all
Joe.
Black and also has like the line one.
No, I'm sorry. I did a bad version of you.
It's okay. The bad thing is they didn't let me choose what color shoes.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
I would have liked to have black shoes. I wanted to look like I was in the CIA. Like the 60s CIA. That's what I wanted to look like. But no!
Oh, man. Joe, can you actually create
how did you do
Mad Men for me?
Yeah, I can try.
Okay.
See, Mad Men I see as one of those things that, yeah, in November I know they're going to have like DVDs of it really cheaply. I'm going to like clean up on Amazon or something. Because I would love to mow through Mad Men.
I mean, there's a lot of people that think that they don't like Mad Men because it's too slow. You have like a...
Hell no, it's completely plot-driven. Like,
yeah, but
it's just awesome because of that.
You gotta let it stew.
I like to think... Yeah, it's like it is a slow boil of you know, amazing... You know, you actually...
But, you know, some people just don't have patience.
Yeah,
screw them.
And then they're just like, I want to see just like 10 seconds of everything. And like now, too.
Why don't you just... Okay, then why don't you just wait for the DVDs, pop in the last disc... And then go to the last episode. No doubt they're going to give you a recap of the entire season in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know how people are. They're just not patient anymore.
Lazy.
Fucks. I knew you were going to say that. Dude, a lazy fuck or fat fucks.
It's either one of the two.
All right, damn it. Well,
we don't have to keep on looking at like the...
Where's that Google page?
The rock star version of me.
Which Google page?
You had a Google search for a second ago.
Oh, let's make a new one.
Yeah, there you go.
So, now I forgot what we're talking about.
We're talking about Mad Men.
We're talking about Aaron Esurance.
I like Aaron Esurance.
Do you guys have like a favorite voice out of all the cartoons that you've watched in your whole entire lifetime?
Harley Quinn.
Not including Harley Quinn. Have you ever seen... now I forgot her name. I used to know her name. Who does the voice for Harley Quinn? I should know it since I'm...
Well, I think that's the chick. That's the voice of Erinish. That or right there. That's her.
Let's
click
look.
It.
I'm clicking.
Click it. That is the real life Aaron Esurance.
Does that look like Esurance girl?
No, not a thing.
Wait.
It's coming up. It's loading.
We will find out. Even though my internet's actually really my computer's about to die too, so it's not.
Is it
best.
How do you
Here
know
it goes. It's about? Look, because you can tell the internet on the bottom.
You know, she kind of looks like I don't know.
I want to get that mic.
A bubbly personality.
We are sort of using that mic for this radio show.
Kinda.
But we don't have those types of headphones. Those are nice headphones because they have like the little cloth thing in between.
That's cool.
We have this
she's
big mix.
She's the voice of Aaron
Look,
she's
has,
the voice of
they
Aaron
have that, they have that one big mixing board, yet she's only going to use one track. I'd like to get a big like audio console like that. I don't know where I'd put it.
Just make one. Because you're only going to use one track anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to use... Well, like stuff like this, we use like all the tracks. We use like 6 tracks just to do this show.
Yeah, but it's like you need to make it so it's a lot longer.
Yeah, like an extension.
It does the same thing. It's like crank it to 11. They just add the number 11 to it.
They take out Zero,
I'm
actually.
I'm trying to think of, like, voices that I like. I know that, like, another famous one
Mark
is
Mark Hamill does good Joker voice.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Sure, and the Hobgoblin.
Tom Kennedy.
And the Hobgoblin.
He was a Hobgoblin.
He was.
Tom Kennedy.
What does he do?
Who?
He does, like, Foster's Home ones, and he does the voice of SpongeBob.
I don't even know the voice of... I've never seen SpongeBob my whole entire life.
I've unfortunately watched an episode or two.
I mean, it's not bad, right?
It's okay. I don't know.
You don't have to be ashamed of it.
I don't know. The thing is, I think it's just dumb. Even for kids.
What is the plot of SpongeBob?
Who cares?
A whole bunch of kids care, man.
Well, no, I certainly don't.
Someone's got to care if they got to put them on, like, backpacks and stuff like that.
Let's see. He's done a lot of voices.
Man, you know who's on backpacks now? iCarly. I don't even know what... All I know is I was like... That chick is... That little girl's a pedophile's dream.
Oh, my God.
No, you know, it's like... It's
any
like,
girl could be a pedophile's
no,
dream.
No,
no, think about it.
No, it's like... Hillary Duff. What was that show What was that show?
Lizzie McGuire.
It was,
is she a pedophile's
like,
dream?
No, it's like that. It's like you see her and you're like, she's a cute girl. And then you're like, but she's obviously not 18. And then the first thing that goes on my mind is, I bet you if I looked right now, I can probably find this. There's probably a countdown on the internet of when she turns 18. It's like the Olsen twin,
yeah.
Olsen twins clock. And then there was a Lindsay Lohan countdown clock. And then
That's gross, though.
Hillary Duff countdown clock.
Oh, his name was Tom Kenny. I thought it was Tom Kennedy. Excuse me.
Kennedy!
Tom Kenny.
You know what?
He's done like a ton of voices. Look.
I still like the original Bruce Wayne voice for the animated series.
Kevin Conroy? It
always goes back to the...
He did the voice
Lucius.
He did the voice of Wheelie and Skids in Transformers.
He also does a voice in Batman.
He did Plastic Man. He does Eduardo on Foster's Home.
the Mexican...
Yes. Wait, where is... He also did a whole bunch of other Friends.
What?
He does Chowder. He's an announcer.
He's a Chowder.
Let's see. Powerpuff Girls. He was a narrator and the mayor.
I mean, tell you guys the truth, though. Like, this whole year, I haven't had a chance to watch... The only steady thing that I have watched is wrestling. Like, TV shows. I didn't watch Supernatural this year, barely.
Look at how many jobs he's had.
Like, I barely watched, like further seasons of stuff like that. There was something about this year that I know there's a lot of great television, but I just didn't get a chance to watch it. The only thing I really think I did was watch Dollhouse, and that's about it. Does that mean there's something wrong with the world? Because usually I feel I'm on top of other things. I did watch a lot of stuff on Hulu, though.
Yeah.
I did dedicate a lot, because Hulu has some great...
Hulu is how I've been catching up with The Good Family.
Yeah, yeah.
That show is awful, but I can't stop watching it. It's like King of the Hill.
What is The Good Family?
It's made by Mike Judge, the guy who did King of the Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it animated?
It is an animated show.
I never even heard of it.
It's on ABC, of all things. And put it this way, it's... You know how King of the Hill is all about, like, rednecks in Texas?
Yeah.
This is all about, like, hippie liberals from, like, I guess somewhere in, like, the Northeast. It's all about hippies, but it still captures the same essence of King of the Hill. And Huzzer and I were watching it. We're analyzing characters, and we're like, well, this guy's obviously Hank. This person's obviously Peggy. It's like, this show does not have a Dale or a Boomhauer or a good supporting role of cat or a good set of supporting role members yet. So it's kind of like, it's weak, but it's not terrible. We're still watching it.
It has potential.
It's kind of
right?
like it's yeah. kind of like that 70s show is good, but then they came around with that 80s show.
Oh,
never
the 80s
really,
show
it never
sucked.
Really got off.
80s show had
I never even watched it.
That 80s show had the dad from Unhappily Ever After, had Brittany Daniels from Sweet Valley High. It had the key popular girl from Popular, the blonde chick.
All I remember is they had that whacked out Asian guy.
They always gotta have the whacked out Asian guy. I do like the fact that there's a lot more Asian people. There's not a lot of Filipinos in the main.
Damn it, it's all Daniel Day Kim anyways.
If you think about
Daniel,
it...
Daniel Day Kim is the shit, though.
He's everywhere. Lost, he's in Spider-Man. I was like, what the hell?
Wait, he was in Spider-Man?
Yeah, he was in Spider-Man 2. He was Dr. Octopus's like assistant guy.
In the science lab?
He was an angel. Well, that's
you know
how I first
what,
heard
though?
About Daniel Day Kim was an angel.
A lot of things...
He had the whitest voice ever.
You know, the funny thing is, he is very fluent in Korean. It's
I mean,
like, if you
no
ever
doubt,
hear,
man.
Like, hear his Korean acting, it's like, holy crap.
But with, like, all these Asian actors, the thing is, though, they're still, for the majority of it, like, pigeonholed in at least a few roles of being just Asians.
I mean, we're in America.
I know, but, like, it's no, kind of...
they're go-to
the only
guys.
Thing, the only thing is, though, like, Lucy Liu, I don't think she's ever done, like, a pure Asian role.
No.
She's broken through that barrier.
Yeah.
Wait,
which is actually pretty cool.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, her role in Charlie's Angels, it's like, she wasn't, like... you're the Asian girl.
They
you
never,
know, she was,
like, yeah, they yeah. never made a big deal about like they, her being the Asian
it was,
girl.
It was like she, it was like
it's not
she
like
was
Kill
just,
Bill.
She was just like as even as
well, also,
Drew Barrymore.
But also, I think she like paid her dues because she was in that other TV show with that with
Ally McBeal.
Yeah, she was in Ally McBeal.
But even that, they never.
Yeah,
like,
they as long as they didn't like specifically point out you're the Asian one.
They were like,
well, you know
you're,
why?
You're a conniving bitch.
But you know why? Because she's half.
Oh really?
She's not half.
Yeah, she is. She's
no
half.
Way, she's
look
half.
It, let's look it up. She's half.
Wikipedia.
She has freaking freckles, man. She has,
I don't know.
She has white person freckles, dude.
Wikipedia to the rescue.
You gotta do it in under a couple
no,
seconds.
I gotta do it.
Gotta do it. We're gonna close the show with the truth about
Lucy Liu.
The truth of Lucy Liu.
How do you spell her last name? L-U?
L-I-U.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
wasn't
like
she was half. I mean, she was half in Kill Bill, so that was based
off
reality.
Yeah, but she was half Chinese, half Japanese.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's still 100% Asian.
Can't you see that she looks part white?
She's Chinese.
She just looked nothing white.
It says traditional Chinese.
Good. That means I'm right.
She was born in New York by Taiwanese immigrant parents.
See?
So
100% Chinese.
She's Americanized.
She's Chinese American. Nothing about her is white.
She's Taiwanese.
She looks white. For some reason when I look at her, she looks white.
No
I don't know
way.
Why. I mean she has white.
She has
skin.
Like white features though.
Nothing about her is white. She doesn't have a ghetto booty or any eating disorders either.
What? Since when does a ghetto booty with white?
What is a ghetto booty?
Big fat ass that still looks good.
Mom, what is a ghetto booty?
Do you know what I always... Speaking of asking a parent a question about this, and also we just talked about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I always wondered when kids ask... Like, kids will see him on TV and be like, see early pictures of Michael Jackson, and be like... And then see new pictures of Michael Jackson and be like, he doesn't look like the same person. So I always pictured the kid being like, Mom, Dad...
The next
why does
of
Michael
kids,
Jackson look like that?
The next generation of kids, the answer will be Photoshop.
He was the first Photoshop. Well,
first living Photoshop.
He's an alien.
Well, guys, that's the show for this week. Thank you for joining us. Keep on subscribing and commenting and whatever.
Lucy Liu's Chinese.
She's
her
not parent,
her parents are Taiwanese.
Yes. Well, my name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Danny.
We'll catch y'all next week. Have a good night.
Good night.
Stuff. I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood, blood. I'm the cat.